happen, we have to really escalate the noise we make so that we'll be heard.
Welcome to Gay USA. I'm Andy Hum.
I'm Ann Northrup, and Andy has a medical update this week.
Well, last Thursday, I went through a whole lap procedure for my prostate. I've been putting it off for years. I don't want to get into the details, but I'm obviously here. If any of you are interested, email me, and we can discuss it if you're concerned.
And there's something else you medically...
Yeah, I've been diagnosed with generalized myasthenia gravis, and they want me to take these injections, this Vyvgart, and I'm a little nervous about it. So if somebody else out there has gone through that, I'd be interested in hearing from you, Andy at GayUSATV.org.
Because I have found with my breast cancer that talking to lots of people was very helpful. So talk to Andy about his things. Now, we talk often about how... the LGBT community is not doing well among politicians. We're not getting where we want to be in these down days. But that the courts are really our savior many times. There's a lot going on in the legal world this week, and so we want to go over a lot of that.
Well, let's start with the bad news.
Okay.
The U.S. Supreme Court agreed on Monday, this case will be heard next year, to take the case of Catholic schools in Colorado, which want to get a government benefit, but say we don't want to comply with the civil rights laws that protect LGBTQ people. We don't want to let a child who has lesbian or gay parents into our school. It would offend our beliefs.
Maybe they're contaminated by living in a household with gay people.
Now, I don't hear this Catholic school saying, and we don't want to take children who have parents who masturbate or children who are divorced and remarried. These are all things against Catholic doctrine, but they don't say that.
Well, because they're allowed to pick and choose. Now, I am concerned about this case because we lost the bakery case in Colorado. We lost the adoption case in Philadelphia.
And we're going to lose this case.
We probably are going to lose this case because... what the Supreme Court, this iteration of the Supreme Court, has decided is that religious freedom, being in the First Amendment, I guess, of the Constitution, trumps literally non-discrimination laws. Colorado asserted its non-discrimination laws in the bakery case and ultimately lost.
We used to have a lot more separation of church and state in this country. We did. We had Blaine amendments in almost every state which said— you can't fund private schools with public money. You can give them textbooks. You can give them transportation. That's it. And the Supreme Court has overturned those.
And you can't have prayer in schools. And now the Supreme Court has decided that Texas having the Ten Commandments on the wall is fine, too.
How about that, Justice Thomas?
What a guy. Well, this is shocking because Justice Clarence Thomas, who is rumored to be on the edge of being forced off the court so Trump can nominate someone equally bad but younger, he's giving speeches. And he said at the University of Texas, progressivism is an existential threat to the society of the United States.
It seeks to replace the basic premises of the Declaration of Independence and hence our form of government. He's defending the Declaration of Independence?
Well, listen to this. He says the government should be serving the elite, not the general public. Because if you serve the general public, then you are requiring of the government subservience and weakness.
Progressivism holds that our rights and dignities come not from God, but from government. It's unbelievable. And this is how he's been making his decisions all along.
Exactly.
Well, of course, he is subservient to the elites. He takes all their money, lets them buy him Winnebagos,
yes,
and go on fabulous vacations.
Well, certainly the general public is not buying him Winnebagos. But this is shocking to hear this stuff out loud from a Supreme Court justice.
They're shameless, but it is the age of shamelessness every day. Then, but the U.S. Supreme Court left in place this Massachusetts decision, which says a public school policy supporting transgender students is okay. So,
here's what this is one of these cases where does a school have to inform parents if their child is expressing interest in gender exploration or
using different pronouns, using a different name.
And in California, the court said, yes, the schools do have to inform the parents. But now in Massachusetts, they're saying that the lower courts that decided, no, the schools do not have to inform the parents, is fine. And we're not going to review that case. What is going on with this court that is turning into an unpredictable, hypocritical institution?
Like many human beings.
But we haven't seen this level of inconsistency, I think, across the board.
They are basing it on some technical grounds about it. Was it really a school policy or whatever?
Okay.
Then we got a great decision out of Oregon that affects 20 states. A federal judge there, his name is Judge Mustafa Kasubi. He struck down the Kennedy Declaration. And this Kennedy Declaration was, you can't provide gender-affirming care to minors. And if you do, you're going to lose your Medicare and your Medicaid money, which always makes the hospitals bend. It's even made some hospitals in New York bend.
Some of them went a little underground. Some of them publicly declared an end to care for trans minors.
But this court held that the federal officials lack the authority to unilaterally establish standards of care for gender-affirming treatment and can't exclude the Medicare. He said, unserious leaders are unsafe. There is nothing more serious than our leaders' dedication to the rule of law so that we might maintain the integrity of our constitutional democracy. So it's a very high-blown decision.
Well, yeah, he said that having the government decide whether trans care is appropriate is an abuse of power and creates terror and chaos.
It does not merely result in an abstract infraction. It causes very real harm to very real people. Imagine that.
Because the government's excuse for trying to shut down trans care of minors is that they decided that it wasn't proven to be good. Contrary to what virtually all professional organizations have found, now, and without talking to any parents or kids or anything.
Now, the legal basis for the judge's decision, and he had some wonderful language in the decision, said that basically that the HHS under RFK Jr. failed to follow required rulemaking procedures.
Yeah, such as proving their case. But... as we remember, so recently the Supreme Court told Tennessee that they were entitled to shut down trans care of minors. Now, so are they going to get this case? You know, it's a beautiful decision. We celebrate it. It covers 20, 21 states. But someone's going to go to the Supreme Court and say this is inappropriate. And the Supreme Court may very well say, no, HHS has the right to make these threats and to shut down Medicare and Medicaid reimbursements if these hospitals continue to try to do this care.
There were like 20 state attorneys general who sued. So this covers Oregon, Washington, New York, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, D.C., Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Wisconsin.
The states
that the Democrats are going to need to win to get back the presidency.
For the moment.
All right.
Now, in Minnesota, a good decision from a federal appeals court, which said that trans girls can play high school sports, that complainants who were against that had no standing, and that the Trump order, the two genders order, the no trans girls in school sports, is not settled law. And therefore, the Minnesota state law that is a non-discrimination law that includes gender identity is what rules. And for the moment, again, but that's a federal appeals court that decided that.
The state was being sued by Female Athletes United.
What's that, three people?
Well, it usually is.
Yeah.
All right. Pennsylvania, abortion.
Pennsylvania, a court in Pennsylvania was presented with a question of whether abortion, reproductive rights were constitutional in Pennsylvania. Again, arguments over Medicaid funding, and the court decided yes, reproductive rights are legal in Pennsylvania, and so is Medicaid coverage. The people should decide whether there's a ban on Medicaid coverage, not, you know, idiot in HHS.
Now, a very horrific story out of the Bureau of Prisons, because they could soon move forward with the transfer of 17 incarcerated transgender women to men's facilities because a federal appeals court vacated rulings by a district court judge that have been blocking these transfers for more than a year.
And there are another 1,000 waiting who have been told they may be transferred.
Our side tried to say, hello, this is cruel and unusual punishment.
Right.
As we met Shannon Minter this week. Shannon is a transgender lawyer at NCLR.
National Center for Lesbian Rights.
Well, it's National Center now for LGBTQ rights or something.
Okay.
But that's
okay.
The way they say it.
Correct,
when they're wrong for
yes.
But Shannon said that we're trying to assert that this is cruel and unusual punishment, but they are subjected to such violence and abuse when they are sent to men's prisons.
Of course.
They are raped. He said they will be raped if they're sent to these prisons.
Right.
So.
But the even though the D.C. Court of Appeals ruled that the Bureau of Prisons can transfer them, they also said it needs to go back to the lower court for some decisions on this. And Shannon was celebrating that because it's a further delay in it happening. And Shannon is hoping that as administrations change, as administrators change, that they may change their thoughts about what to do.
Shannon said, we're going to put all these individualized findings before the district court so that they can rule. And Judge Lamberth, who was one of the judges involved in this, also ruled that 1,000 transgender inmates must continue to receive hormone therapy while their lawsuit moves forward.
Shannon's also very involved in the trans in the military cases, representing transgender service people who are being thrown out. And that's all messed up. And those people are in limbo at the moment as that's being litigated.
They're telling the transgender women, you got to put on male uniforms. You have to stay in the male barracks, or you have to stay separately, or maybe sleep in your car if you're someplace doing on an assignment.
Terrible.
And Shannon has been named to this Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People in the World.
Congratulations,
and
Shannon.
We heard from Shannon last night as we're taping, and I will link on my Facebook page to what Shannon had to say. It was very enlightening, especially about the conversion therapy case, because people have questioned, how did Sotomayor and Kagan vote to say you can't talk about conversion therapy? And Shannon said they got in on the majority, 8-1 majority, because they want to assert that it is harmful, that we're not banning suing over harmful treatment. We're just ruling on very narrow grounds that you can talk about what you
free
want to
speech
talk about.
Grounds.
That's
yes,
it.
Yes. But the decision talks about it being potentially harmful. But he's doing a great job, Shannon. He's just an amazing, amazing hero in the legal profession. And it's going to be quite a scene at the Time 100 with Shannon, who had to rent a tux to go. But we've now spent half the show on this, so Okay. Let's move on.
In New York State, the New York Civil Liberties Union challenged Long Island District's Massapequa Locust Valley. They passed resolutions barring trans students from using restrooms and locker rooms aligned with their gender identity. The education commissioner said that's against New York law.
Very good. In Georgia, a teacher has been forced to resign because a homophobic kid approached her after school and said, I don't know anyone gay. And the teacher said, well, I am. And the teacher has been forced to resign.
Well, that happens a lot. That is something that does prompt some teachers to come out.
Yes.
The teacher said, it's a teachable moment. I'm taking advantage of it. And
heterosexual teachers mention their relationships and their status all the time.
And
wear wedding rings.
The Bostock decision from the Supreme Court, written by Justice Gorsuch, says you cannot discriminate in employment on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity.
Well,
so
we know
I think the teacher
has
a case.
We'll see.
But Caitlyn Jenner doesn't have a case. Caitlyn Jenner was interviewed on Fox Nation and has acknowledged that due to Donald Trump's anti-trans executive orders, her passport now says she's male. And it curtails her ability to travel. But she says,
I don't blame President Trump. I
still
love him.
You are pathetic.
And then calls herself a hypocrite for accepting a Glamour magazine Woman of the Year award some years ago.
She's still a campaigner against trans women in trans sports and just as a pathetic.
By the way, Mike Barnicle, the dicey columnist for the Boston Globe, says Trump doesn't want a Republican to succeed him. That's why he's happy that
après-moi, Trump says, le déluge. Well, we're already experiencing
or
the deluge.
Après-moi, rien.
We're already experiencing the deluge now.
Yeah. That's why he's happy Vance is
failing. I pray you, Donald Trump. We're going to tear down that ballroom. We're going to tear down that arch. We're taking your name off the Kennedy Center.
We have a precedent. We took your name off all the apartment buildings on Riverside Drive.
Miss America.
Yeah.
So Miss America has now clarified its entry requirements that contestants must be a naturally born female. And this is in response to the Attorney General of Florida saying, you seem to be trying to sneak in some people there.
Well, you know, Trump used to own the Miss Universe pageant, and he welcomed trans contestants. Well, held press conferences with them because he wanted to get the attention. But the Florida Attorney General says that not only can trans women who have had surgical gender confirmation not apply for this, but intersex women who haven't
fixed their genitals.
Right.
Which
cannot,
is just outrageous.
Cannot participate. It's terrible.
Just outrageous.
All right. Can we do
politics?
Yeah.
So the Human Rights Campaign is launching this campaign of equality voters to try to win back the House and the Senate, and they're spending $15 million on it. They note that 92% of LGBTQ voters who could make up close to 10% of the midterm electorate say they're definitely going to vote in November versus 68% of non-LGBTQ voters.
Okay. And they've targeted 8 House seats in particular to pour money into. One is for our friend Marnie Van Wilpert in California,
yes.
48.
And they're also working to defeat the anti-LGBTQ ballot measures, get this, in Colorado, Maine, Missouri, and Washington State.
I think we're going to do okay on those.
And a pro-equality ballot measure in Virginia. Phil's Coffee.
Okay. Phil's Coffee took a lot of flack because they homogenized their stores by taking down the rainbow flags. New owner. Now he says, I made a mistake. Everybody yelled at him.
Yelled at him. 14,000 people were mobilized by HRC and locals signing petitions saying, stop this.
But New York's Stonewall Monument is getting a little strange. We told you the federal government said, yes, the rainbow flag can fly. So they put it back up. But the American flag, which was never there before, is now at the top of the flagpole. The rainbow flag and the Park Service flags are side by side on the cross arm.
And it's not the Park Service gay flag. It's just the Park Service flag.
No, it's the Park Service flag.
But you have a picture of Stephen Love Menendez, who handles the flags there, flying the Park Service rainbow flag.
That was the one that originally flew there, which we thought was a great thing because it's the Park Service and the rainbow flag. But that's gone.
Okay.
But the rainbow flag is up in the Stonewall National Monument.
All right, some crime stories in Chicago. Devonta Curtis, a black transgender woman, was beaten to death in her apartment by her boyfriend, DeAndre Bell, 24. She was 31. It was a horrible crime. And, you know, she did sex work, but she also had a boyfriend, and he was very anti-trans.
U.S. Navy, you may not remember in 1992, the murder of Alan Schindler, gay Navy man. His killer was caught with the help of gay activists who insisted on his prosecution. Terry Helvey, he's been applying for parole, but he's shown no remorse. And so he.
Well, you know, I read this whole decision.
Yeah.
He showed no remorse when he was interviewed afterwards. He got what he deserved.
Yeah.
There are gay inmates inside who say he's never shown any homophobia to us. So,
and that he's been a sort of model prisoner.
Yes.
So it's sort of how long do you think people should serve for murder?
And he says, I was denied this and because of the gay activists in 2020.
Well, that's not very supportive. he talked about HRC's political stuff. Congratulations to Virginia for passing their redistricting. And, of course, it will be challenged in court. So we'll be back to that as a court story.
And, by the way, we will link in our email to a video about trans soldiers being pushed out for being trans. And go to our email list.
Tim Cook has resigned as the CEO of Apple. He is going up the ladder to become executive chairman of the board.
The first openly gay Fortune 500 CEO.
And we mourn the death of Randy Borscheit, who was, he started off as an actor in Warhol movies.
He was 20 years old in 1966, and he played a gay boy in a closet with a woman, and they were not leaving the closet.
Was that the movie The Closet?
Yes.
Yes, and he was also in Chelsea Girls. And then he went on to run the New York City Department of Cultural Affairs. He was a deputy commissioner, president of the Alliance for the Arts, a great arts administrator in New York City, and friend to all.
He was a founder of the Estate Project for Artists.
Yes.
With AIDS.
And leaves his
81.
Partner, Joseph Astainza.
How about that Sue Bird and Megan Rapinoe?
Oh, Sue Bird and Megan Rapinoe have broken up after 10 years together. People seem upset, but hey, relationships come and go.
Yeah, 10 years.
They had a great 10 years. They're not going to keep doing their podcast together. They will do separate ones, but superficially, they seem friendly. We haven't heard anything different.
Okay. International news.
Yep.
So now that we have a new government in Hungary, they are being, well, that's not because of this. The EU court has ordered Hungary, your ban on LGBT content in schools or primetime television violates our laws, and you got to repeal that. So I think that they will under the new Magyar.
Magyar is doing good stuff across the board. However, in Senegal, which doubled its penalties for gay sex, they have now done their first conviction under the expanded law. A 24-year-old man convicted of public indecency and unnatural acts assigned to 6 years in prison for consensual gay sex and a fine of $3,500.
A lot of money in Senegal. In Manchester, England, there's a gay club, Club Tropicana, in the gay village there. They have now had to apologize to an 18-year-old in a wheelchair, Maddie Haining, because they said, you can't stay here, you're a fire hazard. can't do that under the law.
My God.
But it was the security person. The management apologized.
There are bad apples everywhere.
Which is good.
Yeah.
All right. What do we think about President Trump selecting Dr. Erica Schwartz, who was considered a normie, to be the head of the CDC?
I have no idea. She seems to be pro-vaccines. Will she last doing good stuff, or will she be forced to do bad stuff? Who
That's
knows?
That's the thing.
Meanwhile, Russell Vogt, the head of the Office of Management and Budget, is second only to Stephen Miller in the evil department in the
He runs the implementation of Project 2025 and has done so very successfully.
And terrible, terrible budget cuts to people living with HIV. Proposed for next year, eliminating or slashing funds for prevention, housing, and care.
So
activists, as you can see,
from Housing Works and elsewhere,
interrupted his hearing on the budget. You can see how much attention he's paying.
PEPFAR saves lives. Spend the money. That's the thing. He's not spending money that has been appropriated.
No, it's going to Iran's destruction of their society.
Okay.
All right.
Entertainment news, Coachella.
Yes, in our remaining 2 minutes. Coachella's owner, Philip Anschutz, is still giving all his profits, almost $1 million, to Republican political PACs. So you go to Coachella, you have a good time, but all your money is going to Republicans.
We protested the movie Cruising back in 1981. It is 79 even. But a film is being made called Mind Chef, The Cruising Murders by Jeffrey Schwartz. It's having screenings at Tribeca
Film Festival.
But if you want, I'm going to link to where you can get tickets, because April 28th is when the tickets open, and those go very fast.
Yeah. Congratulations to the Pro Shop Pub in Clearwater, Florida, right in the heart of Scientology territory, celebrating 50 years as an open gay bar continuously, named after golfers, and then switched to lesbian management and finally got successful.
That's not too far a stretch.
Okay.
And the Stonewall National Museum Archive and Library is having an exhibit on Baron Friedrich William von Steuben, a great hero of the Revolution who was gay, but Ken Burns obscured that. And the news is they got money for this from the National Endowment for the Humanities.
Shocking.
Yes.
All right. Not so shocking. Well, maybe shocking. I haven't read it yet. This is Rob Shooter's just published new book. It started with a whisper. He's going to be here next week sitting in for me. I'm gone next week. And Kathy Marino Thomas will be here the following week, and then I'll be back. I need the rest.
Please, don't play too hard.
Yes, I'm playing a little golf in Utah. I'll have golf clubs. I can defend myself from the crazies.
Oh, come on.
But Rob and Kathy, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I'll see you in a few weeks.